Ladies and gentlemen, the Glory Lines Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Glory Lines Podcast.
The Glory Lines Podcast.
This is an extension of the Akpejo, a community of young people coming together to tell our stories about our relationship with Jesus Christ and grow together in Christ. We aim to have conversations that would help us grow and deepen our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Once again, thank you for joining. I'm your host, Nifemi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Lines Podcast. I feel so ashamed saying this. It feels like forever. We haven't had a podcast recording in the last 2 months. And, well, I would say that life has been lifing, not in a bad way, but also we've been trying to figure out a way to have this consistently. So what we used to do before is go into a studio to record and record it bulk and get guests to come into the studio. Now the studio is somewhat far and we have to pay for the studio time every time we go into the studio. So getting it to be sustainable was one of the key things that we thought about this year. And so that kind of reduced our chances in recording more podcasts from like December to January to now, because we had not just had that time. And we also not created a system that would allow us to make this a lot steady. But we're currently working on the system. We're nearly there. We have mics, we have a mic stand, we have a mixer. And at some point we'll get there and we'll figure out everything. But we are looking at the process and we know that this would make sense at some point. So Happy New Year. We haven't officially spoken to each other this year, and we're glad that we are all in the year, and we're glad about what God is doing in our lives in this year. But this episode does not necessarily have a title. We will probably talk about what the Bible says about Akpejo in 2024, steady hands, and use that to have a conversation as well. But we wanted to just use this episode to kickstart the podcast as we proceed in the year. So how's everyone doing? I feel like it's been so weird I've done this and I don't even know how to go about this. Particularly, I'm not used to being the only one talking. So it's somewhat very weird that I'm the only one talking. I'm used to having people talk alongside, and I'll just ask them questions and I'll hear them talk. And then I'll keep quiet and ask the next question. But hey, it's my voice you'll be hearing throughout this one. So it shouldn't be long, hopefully. But this year, the word we heard from God is more like a continuation from what we've heard in 2023. The called out ones, the people that are been called out by sacrifice to serve God and all of those things. But this year we are called to have steady hands. And when we think about it in the context of the scripture that we read, and so our scripture is taken from 1 Samuel 12, and it's looking at the entire story of when Joshua and Moses and Aaron and all went to fight the Amalekites. And after they fought the Amalekites, so they got there, and the instruction that God had given Joshua was, as long as Moses can raise his hand up, then Joshua would win the Amalekite. But as they were fighting, obviously Moses' hand got tired and he needed help to ensure that they won the battle. But whenever we talk about this story, we always paint Joshua as the superstar, and even Moses as well as the superstar of the story. And half of the time we don't put Aaron and all in the context of the story. But for us, we started thinking about it. I started even looking at it from the scripture, and it was very interesting to me because I like the fact that Aaron and all were very important characters for that story, because Joshua would not have won that battle without them. And it kind of brings us into the conversation of our theme for the year. We think about it in two different ways. The first one is to be steady hands to people, to show care to people, to show and to be able to receive care to people. More than any year in my life, this year I felt so many things, and I feel like at some point after the Lord is done dealing with my heart, I'll be able to talk about it. But I felt so many things, and I'm beginning to wonder why I have these thoughts in my heart, and why these conversations are happening within my spirit. But Nonetheless, one of the things that I've come to see is that one of the areas that the devil would fight you for this year is your relationships. And I don't even mean that you would be a bad friend or you have people that are bad friends to you. I mean that the devil in himself would want you to belittle the relationship that you have in such a way whereby you begin to feel like you are a loner. Offense would be on the eye side, in the sense whereby things that would not offend you before, that you could get away with it, you become to get more offended about it. You become to think about it a lot more. And then rather than you addressing those offenses, you would now go ahead and then want to just cancel the friendship, cancel the relationship, because you think that, oh yeah, I can't deal with this no more. This cannot be what I have. But when we think about that scripture and the word that God has given us for the year, we should see the importance we need to place on the relationships that we have. Because Joshua and Moses, being amazing people that led the children of God to the promised land, they would not have won that battle without Aaron and all people that were there to carry their hands up. But I mean, if you look at it, Aaron was not the perfect person. I mean, there's several instances in the scripture that Aaron almost created a mutiny for Moses. You see times that even when Moses climbed up the mountain to go and get the 10 commandments, Aaron had accepted all these people's ring and he had used it to build calf for them. And it was Aaron that the Lord sent with Moses to go and bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. So we can assume that they have built some level of friendship in that time. And Moses might have been awed several times by Aaron's behavior. And Aaron as well, on the other side, might have been awed several times by Moses' reaction to things. Because like, if you read that scripture in Exodus, you would see several times that Moses would just pray and the ground will open and it will swallow all of them. Or when Aaron's sons died as well. And these are kind of things that can affect relationships as well. But then, could have been easier for Aaron to just say, well, I leave you all to this fight. You can go die for all I care. And he would just walk away, or leave Moses and Joshua to like, mine, yeah. But we see how he stayed with them, how he supported them, how he supported the promise of God in the lives of Moses and Joshua. And that's very important in how we see that. Obviously, no one is saying that we shouldn't address things that are supposed to be addressed, but we're saying that we need to understand the importance of people lifting us up, of people helping out. And on the flip side, it's also when we need to get to the point whereby we are able to be that kind of person for people. We are able to be who those people need. We are able to be what they need. And I think that's very important, because half of the time, sometimes it's easier to receive than to give. So I can receive help, I can receive counsel, but I'm not able to give counsel when it's necessary or when people need it as well. So that's one of the dimension of, and I think that as we go in the year, we will talk a lot more about the dynamics of the friendship, or friendships, or relationships, and just sort of help each other. Because one of the things that I've learned in the past few months of the year, which is a very short period of time, is the posture of your heart when it comes to relationship is important. And in several ways, I've tried to talk about it a lot more. Because sometimes you can be very friendly physically, like you see someone and you laugh with them, you are happy with them, but genuinely your heart doesn't wish that for them. And if you don't check the posture of your heart, it is very easy to just have placid friends. And one of my own desire every time is to ensure that my heart is clean and pure towards God and towards men. And it takes a hard process, because like I said, I've been feeling a lot of feelings this year that I'm wondering why. I mean, I'm still talking to God yesterday. I'm like, why does this bother me so much? Why is this a consistent conversation? And sometimes the silence is hardening, it's painful, because I'm just like, take this thing away. Like, but then I understand that the process of God taking you through it helps you to build resistance over some of these things as well. So yeah, that's the first angle of what it means to be steady hands. People that do podcast alone are actually trying, because you get to talk for yourself for a very long time. And it's not easy. Like, because you're just talking. I mean, half of the time I'm looking at the time. Oh, you're just used 10 minutes. Wow. But the second angle of it, which is a sarcasm to us starting our podcast in the February, is consistency. And because I'm the only one talking, I would pick this up from a personal perspective. When I was praying for the end of the year and I was asking God for what 2024 would look like, one of the things that the Lord said to me was, I'm not expecting you to do new things at the moment. I want you to do the same things, but do them better. And so I had this vigor at the beginning of the year to, okay, Akpejo, we're going to go have our podcast regularly. Akpejo, we're going to go to the correctional center. We're going to do this, like the things that we normally would do. And for some of them, we've not been able to do it. Like I said, the podcast is just starting. And one of the lessons I began to learn at the end of the year was not beating myself up for some of these things and as well. Because I'm sort of person that if I write a to-do list down and I don't achieve it, I would look down on myself so bad. So I'm beginning to like, hey, Nifemi, you're doing okay. It's not as bad as you think. And all of those kind of things. I'm beginning to have those mindsets and it's helping a lot. But then I don't want those mindsets to kind of create some level of complacency for me and for the community that God has asked us to lead. I want us to be able to do those things with steady hands, to be consistent in the vision that God has given us. And in whatever little way it is, I'm honestly glad that we are kind of focused on looking for ways to ensure that we're able to do these things better, like the podcast, for example, because we could have easily looked for like a podcast studio, pay some money, go and record. But then this entire process of trying to figure out how we can make this sustainable would not have started as well. And so it almost feels like we want to do this for the long term. We want to be able to have a place whereby even if Nifemi is not around, someone can just walk in, record a podcast for the Akpejo and for Blurry Lines and go. And we're not having to think about it as much because there's a process that already makes this work as well. But we're trusting God to, in our personal lives and in our business lives, in our community, to help us build consistency, because we want to consistently be there. We don't want to be year in out, year in there, that you know about us today, you know about us tomorrow. We want to be at our post every time until Christ comes. And one of the things that we want to consistently do is to consistently show love. We live in the times and seasons whereby showing love is extremely hard. You are battling with so many things of your own. The hard posture you have towards life is, it's somewhat annoying to you sometimes. So to just say you want to show love is like, why? Like, why should I really do that? But we want to build a community that there is consistently love at home. Like, there is no offense of the heart. And maybe because of the way what I'm currently going on, I'm talking about heart a lot. But I think that the heart is the source of everything that we put out. And half of the time, we ignore it so much that we don't even know the content of our heart. And as a community, we always want to know the content of our hearts. And love has to be the foundation of everything that we do. Love has to drive how we do. We don't want to be a do me, I do you community. I don't want to be a do me, I do you person. We want it to be something that is part of love, sacrificial love. Because if we think about the example that we are following, with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we see him sacrificially pour for us. The Bible will write and we say that Christ died for us even while we're still sinners. Think about this context. This guy knew that Nifemi Aikomo would steal 5 years down the line before. Because he really said, because I love him, let me just allow him to die from the beginning so that I don't have to be angry with him later. But he was willing for me to go through that process of stealing and quote unquote offending him by dying for me. That's gangster. Like, and that's the highest level of love, the love that does not require reciprocity. Or let me say it this way, the Lord that allows for reciprocity to be a choice that you choose to love back. It's the best type of love. We want to be consistent in our service. We want to be consistent in our giving. We want to be consistent in our fellowship. We want to be there, have fun together, pray together, love upon each other more. And we've not had the best of start of a year, but we trust God that the end of a thing is better than the beginning of a thing. So as we progress in the year, we know that we will continue to move from glory to glory and we'll continue to move from grace to grace. So this is me welcoming you officially to 2024. Thank you for sticking with us, for everyone that has stuck with us at the Blurry Line Podcast. We hope and we pray that we will do more. We're working on being there, but also open to receiving any help and advice that people might have. This year, just here to remind us of the call that we have on our lives to be steady hands, which we see it in two dimensions. The first one is to be there for people and to be able to receive help. And the second one is to be consistent in the thing the Lord has asked from us. And I pray that as we do so, the Lord help us. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Bye.